Washington coach Steve Sarkisian has joined us. The Huskies are home, taking on Stanford on Thursday night at CenturyLink Field. We'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
Your first question comes from Tom Fitzgerald, San Francisco Chronicle.
Coach, what are the things that stick out at you about the Stanford defense, especially in its performance against USC?
Well, I think that the first thing that stands out, they're a disciplined crew. They, you can tell they have a great understanding of their scheme. They've got a veteran group that especially up front, that knows the ins and outs of the defense. Who's the contain player? When they can use their inside pass rush moves because they have another contain player. And then the other thing that really stands out to me is their length on their defense, not only up front, but in the secondary, extremely tall, long defense that uses their hands very well.
Your next question comes from John Henderson, Denver Post.
Yeah, Steve, how tough has it been this year with all your injuries and your offensive line, and how much has it affected Price?
Well, it's been a great challenge for us. You know, it's really put our recruiting to a test to see some of our young players step in and play. I don't know if it's affected Keith directly, quite honestly. I think that he's performed at a high level. I'm sure, you know, he'd like to have, you know, maybe played a bit better at LSU. I think we all would have, but that's pretty good team on the road at that place. But I think as we continue to grow together and as our players get more experience up front, I think Keith's comfort level will only increase. You know, we really try to pride ourselves around here about not giving up the old woe is me mentality when things haven't gone our way because of injuries. It's you play the hand you're dealt, and this is what we've got, and we're excited about the guys that are playing. And so I think Keith has really taken on that mentality.
You have a follow-up question from Tom Fitzgerald, San Francisco Chronicle.
One other thing, Coach, I wanted to ask you about Price and his development. I mean, you know, we all saw him how great he was last year, you know, especially in that the Alamo Bowl, of course. But in what ways has he improved this year, would you say?
Well, I think just a sheer leadership standpoint. You know, I think that with maturity, with playing time, with success, comes some natural leadership opportunities. And some players in those situations embrace them. Some others can think they're embracing it and not handle it correctly, and some shy away from it, quite frankly. I think that Keith has really embraced that role and has done a really nice job with it. You know, we're a young offensive football team. As much as we have some players that have played quite a bit, you know, we're starting one senior on the offensive side of the ball right now. And I think Keith, being a junior, those younger players really look to him, and he does a really nice job of bringing them along, even in training camp with a few true freshman wide receivers, to some of the young offensive linemen. I've really been proud of the way that he's embraced that opportunity to be a leader on this football team and the way he's conducted himself.
And if I could follow up on that,
sure.
What effect has not playing in your stadium had? You're playing at CenturyLink Field, I know, and I'm just kind of wondering, does that set you back at all in any way?
Well, first of all, CenturyLink Field is a tremendous venue. I think we all saw the atmosphere there last night in that Hawks-Packers game. It's a great venue. It's close to campus. It's just a couple miles from campus. And so from that aspect of it, we're pumped to go play there. It obviously is a bit different when you're not playing in your home-owned stadium right on campus, especially one that with the rich history and tradition and impact that you can have of Husky Stadium. So we've embraced it. We're honored that the Seahawks are letting us play in there, you know, but I can tell you we can't wait for 2013 to get back in the newly renovated Husky Stadium. The project's going great. We love our home stadium and our field and that setting and all that. So we're fortunate in that we get to go play at CenturyLink Field, but can't wait to get back to Husky Stadium.
Great. Thank you, Coach.
Yes.
Any additional questions?
There are no questions at this time.
All right, perfect. Steve, thanks for your time today. Good luck on Thursday.
Great. Thank you, guys.
You bet. We'll see you.